Welcome to another TurboVap content. Today, we will talk about action versus reaction steam turbines. Which is best for your operation? Steam turbines are the backbone of countless industrial processes, powering everything from electricity generation to heavy machinery. But when it comes to choosing between an action steam turbine and a reaction steam turbine, the decision can be complex. Each type has unique principles of operation, applications, and challenges. In this comprehensive guide, we'll dive deep into the differences between action and reaction steam turbines, their working principles, real-world applications, and how to address common issues. By the end, you'll know which type suits your needs, and how to optimize their performance with cutting-edge solutions like TurboVap courses and trainings. What are action and reaction steam turbines? Action steam turbines and reaction steam turbines are two fundamental designs used to convert thermal energy from steam into mechanical work. The primary difference lies in how they harness the energy of steam to drive the turbine rotor. Action steam turbines, also known as impulse turbines, these machines operate by directing high-pressure steam through nozzles, where it expands and accelerates before striking the turbine blades. The force of the steam's impact, or impulse, causes the rotor to spin. The pressure drop occurs entirely in the nozzles, and the blades experience no significant pressure change during the process. Reaction steam turbines. In contrast, reaction turbines work on the principle of both impulse and reaction forces. Steam expands and accelerates as it passes through both fixed and moving blades, creating a pressure drop across the moving blades. This continuous expansion generates a reactive force, similar to lift on an airplane wing, that drives the rotor. Both types are widely used, but their applications and efficiencies vary based on operational requirements. How do action and reaction steam turbines work? Action steam turbine working principle. In an action steam turbine, high-pressure steam is fed into a series of nozzles where it undergoes rapid expansion, converting thermal energy into kinetic energy. The high-velocity steam jet then strikes the turbine blades, imparting momentum and causing the rotor to turn. Since the pressure remains constant across the blades, the energy transfer relies solely on the impulse force. Key stages. Steam enters the nozzle at high pressure and low velocity. The nozzle accelerates the steam, converting pressure into velocity. The high-speed steam impacts the blades, transferring kinetic energy. The steam exits the turbine, and the rotor spins to produce mechanical work. Reaction steam turbine working principle. A reaction steam turbine operates by allowing steam to expand continuously as it flows through both fixed, stator, and moving, rotor, blades. The fixed blades direct the steam, while the moving blades experience a pressure drop, creating a reaction force that drives the rotor. Key stages. Steam enters the turbine at high pressure. It expands partially in the fixed blades, gaining velocity. As it passes through the moving blades, further expansion occurs, generating a reactive force. This force, combined with the impulse from velocity changes, rotates the rotor. Modern turbines often combine both principles in multi-stage designs to optimize efficiency. What is a steam turbine? A steam turbine is a mechanical device that extracts thermal energy from pressurized steam and converts it into mechanical work. This mechanical energy can then be used to drive electrical generators, pumps, or compressors. Steam turbines are widely regarded for their efficiency and adaptability, making them a cornerstone in power generation and industrial processes. Steam turbines consist of a series of rotors and stators. Steam flows through these components, causing the rotor blades to spin and generate rotational energy. Their versatility allows them to operate in various environments, from small-scale industrial applications to massive utility-scale power plants. Applicability of action and reaction steam turbines. Action steam turbine applications. Action steam turbines are ideal for applications requiring high-speed operation and compact designs. They excel in scenarios where steam conditions involve high pressure and relatively low flow rates. Common uses include small-scale power generation, such as backup generators, driving mechanical equipment like pumps and compressors, early-stage high-pressure sections in multi-stage turbines, reaction steam turbine applications. Reaction steam turbines are better suited for large-scale power generation and applications requiring high efficiency over a wide range of loads. They are commonly found in utility-scale power plants, both thermal and nuclear, industrial cogeneration systems for combined heat and power, Marine propulsion systems, such as in ships. Their ability to handle large steam volumes and maintain efficiency at lower speeds makes them a staple in heavy industry. Key aspects of action versus reaction steam turbines. Action steam turbine characteristics. Efficiency. Lower than reaction turbines in large-scale applications due to higher energy losses in nozzles. Design. Simpler construction with fewer stages, making them easier to manufacture and maintain. Operation. Best for high pressure, low flow conditions, often used in single-stage designs like the de Laval turbine. Challenges. Limited scalability for large power outputs, prone to energy losses if steam velocity isn't optimized. Reaction steam turbine characteristics. Efficiency. Higher efficiency in multi-stage setups due to continuous steam expansion. Design. More complex, with multiple stages of fixed and moving blades. Operation. Excels in large-scale systems with high flow rates, adaptable to varying loads. Challenges. Higher manufacturing costs and maintenance complexity due to intricate blade designs. Common problems and solutions in action and reaction steam turbines. Common issues in action steam turbines. Blade erosion. High-velocity steam can erode blades, especially if it carries water droplets. Solution. Use erosion-resistant materials like stainless steel alloys and ensure proper steam conditioning to remove moisture. Nozzle fouling. Deposits from impure steam can clog nozzles, reducing efficiency. Solution. Regular cleaning and use of high-quality, filtered steam. Vibration. Misalignment or unbalanced rotors can cause excessive vibration. Solution. Precision balancing during maintenance and real-time vibration monitoring. Common issues in reaction steam turbines. Corrosion. Continuous steam expansion increases exposure to corrosive elements in low-pressure stages. Solution. Use corrosion-resistant coatings and monitor water chemistry in the steam cycle. Thermal stress. Large temperature gradients across stages can cause material fatigue. Solution. Implement gradual startup, shutdown procedures and use materials with high thermal stability. Blade fatigue. Complex blade shapes endure high stresses, leading to fatigue over time. Solution. Regular inspections using non-destructive testing methods like ultrasonic testing. Technological updates in action and reaction steam turbines. Recent advancements have enhanced the performance of both action and reaction steam turbines. Advanced materials. Use of titanium and nickel-based alloys for blades to withstand higher temperatures and corrosion. Digital monitoring. Integration of IoT sensors and digital twins for real-time performance analysis and predictive maintenance. Hybrid designs. Modern turbines often combine action and reaction stages to optimize efficiency across a wider range of operating conditions. Efficiency improvements. Computational fluid dynamics, CFD, modeling allows for better blade design, reducing energy losses and improving overall efficiency. What is the purpose of a steam turbine? Steam turbines are primarily used for electric power generation, serving as the driving force for most thermal power plants. Industrial processes. Supplying mechanical energy for pumps, compressors, and other equipment. Cogeneration systems. Generating both electricity and useful thermal energy for heating or industrial use. Marine propulsion. Powering naval vessels with high-efficiency energy systems. These turbines are vital for ensuring the sustainable and efficient use of energy resources, particularly in high-demand sectors. Key features of steam turbines. High efficiency. Steam turbines boast thermal efficiency rates of up to 50%. Wide range of capacities. Models range from a few kilowatts to hundreds of megawatts. Durability. Designed to operate continuously under high pressure and high temperature conditions. Scalability. Suitable for small industrial plants to large power stations. Environmentally friendly options. Compatible with renewable steam sources, such as geothermal or biomass plants. Applications of steam turbines. Steam turbines are used in a variety of settings: power plants, coal, natural gas, nuclear, and geothermal power stations. Oil and gas industry. Driving compressors in refineries and pipelines. Chemical and pharmaceutical plants. Supporting manufacturing processes. Desalination plants. Powering systems that convert seawater into freshwater. Principle of operation of steam turbines. The operation of a steam turbine is based on thermodynamic principles, particularly the Rankine cycle, High-pressure steam enters the turbine through nozzles. The steam expands and loses energy, causing the rotor blades to spin. The rotational energy is transmitted to a shaft, which drives an external load, such as an electric generator. Low-pressure steam exits the turbine, often utilized in heat recovery systems or condensed into water for reuse. Comparing steam turbine solutions. Condensing turbine. Primary use, power generation. Efficiency. Higher thermal efficiency. Steam usage. Fully exhausted. Cost. Higher upfront cost. Backpressure turbine. Primary use, industrial heat and power. Efficiency. Optimized for cogeneration. Steam usage. Partially used. Cost. More economical. Maximize your team's expertise with TURBIVAP training. Empower your team with TURBIVAP's specialized training programs tailored for steam turbine operation and maintenance. Whether you're looking for foundational knowledge or advanced techniques, TURBIVAP offers digital courses. Learn at your pace with recorded modules. Live remote training. Interactive sessions with experts from anywhere. In-company training. Hands-on experience at your facilities. Frequently asked questions about action versus reaction steam turbines. What's the main difference between an action and a reaction steam turbine? An action turbine uses impulse force from steam jets, while a reaction turbine leverages both impulse and reaction forces from continuous steam expansion. Which type of turbine is more efficient? Reaction turbines generally offer higher efficiency in large-scale applications due to multi-stage expansion, but action turbines can be more efficient in specific high-pressure, low-flow scenarios. What industries use action steam turbines? They're common in small-scale power generation, mechanical drives like pumps, and as high-pressure stages in hybrid systems. What are the biggest maintenance challenges for reaction turbines? Corrosion, blade fatigue, and thermal stress are major concerns due to complex designs and continuous steam expansion. Can action and reaction principles be combined in one turbine? Yes, modern multi-stage turbines often use action stages in high-pressure sections and reaction stages in low-pressure sections for optimal efficiency. How can I improve the lifespan of my steam turbine? Regular maintenance, proper steam conditioning, and advanced monitoring systems can significantly extend turbine life. Operation and maintenance aspects of action and reaction steam turbines. Action steam turbine operation and maintenance. Operation requires precise control of steam pressure and velocity to avoid energy losses in nozzles. Maintenance. Focus on inspecting nozzles for fouling and ensuring blade integrity against erosion. Regular rotor balancing is critical. Common failures. Nozzle blockages, blade wear, and rotor imbalance. Corrections. Use steam filters, schedule frequent cleanings, and employ dynamic balancing techniques. Reaction steam turbine operation and maintenance. Operation. Demands careful monitoring of temperature and pressure gradients across stages to prevent thermal stress. Maintenance. Emphasize blade inspections, corrosion prevention, and alignment checks. Advanced diagnostics like vibration analysis are essential. Common failures. Blade fatigue, corrosion in low pressure stages, and seal wear. Corrections. Implement protective coatings, maintain strict water chemistry controls, and replace worn seals promptly. Conclusion. Choosing between an action steam turbine and a reaction steam turbine depends on your specific operational needs, scale, and budget. Action turbines offer simplicity and compactness for smaller, high-pressure applications, while reaction turbines provide superior efficiency and scalability for large-scale power generation. Both types come with unique challenges, but with proper maintenance and modern technological upgrades, their performance can be optimized for years of reliable service. Ready to take your turbine expertise to the next level? Explore TURBIVAP courses and trainings to gain hands-on knowledge and actionable solutions for mastering action and reaction steam turbines. Whether you're an engineer, operator, or maintenance professional, TURBIVAP has the tools to help you succeed.